AIDS Concern is a charity we've been working in Hong Kong for nearly 30 years to try and stop new HIV infections and also to care for people living with HIV. I think a lot of people in Hong Kong don't realise we've got an HIV problem. We've actually got more cases of HIV every year per capita than in Singapore or Australia or the UK. So we've got a lot of work to do.
And are the numbers going up?
The numbers have been going up. We've got twice as many new infections every year as 10 years ago. So that's two people every day in Hong Kong being infected. And what people often don't realise, particularly young people, is how at risk they are. If they're not having safe sex, then they're at risk of HIV. And we often see them in our testing service where they come to get support and to see whether they've been infected or not.
Now, Frank, you're a PLWA, known as a person living with AIDS. Can you tell me a little bit about how AIDS Concern has helped you?
Okay, they helped me on three aspects. The first is physically, because they provide me a HIV rapid test in a minivan, so I knew my status is positive. I then went to the HIV medical center in Kowloon Bay and then start to take pills.
So how has this helped you with your everyday life, the services that you're receiving here?
Okay, the physically help is very important, and then they help me on the mentally aspect, because they explained the updated and reliable information on HIV medical nowadays in Hong Kong. So I can be relaxed because I can have the pills and seeing the doctor. So I won't worry about my condition and my future. The risk of infecting others actually is quite low if I act carefully and normally and always do the safe things. We don't need to worry about that, our families or partners.
Can you tell me, Andrew, what you will do with the money from Operation Santa Claus?
Yes, what we're planning to do with money that we raise from Operation Santa Claus is to expand the HIV testing work that we do and also increase the amount of support that we offer to people living with HIV. So there are two key aspects to this service. Firstly, we're going to be able to increase the amount of testing that we do in the new territories. We're going to buy a vehicle that will tour around the new territories, increasing access to HIV testing in the van. And then also, the same vehicle we'll use to help people with HIV who are particularly unwell to make sure that they get to medical appointments. So it will pay for the vehicle. It will also pay for trained staff and volunteers to support the service. So we'll be increasing HIV testing and also access to support for people living with HIV.